Good morning, everybody. This is Sharon Starrs, Pearland, Texas. I am happy to be here. Hope you are as well. Welcome to the TMC call, where our tag today is God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Wednesday, coming from Psalms 46, if you get a chance, read that whole chapter. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for being our help, for being our refuge, for being our strength, God. No matter what is going on, God, you are always there, a present help in the time of trouble. God, we thank you on how you are keeping us, God, how you are showing yourself, even, God, in this weather. Father, we are able to look to you knowing that you are able to keep us, Lord God, and protect us and shield us, God. Keep us warm no matter how cold it gets, God. We thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for the two women, anointed women of God, who gave birth to this call. Father, I pray that you would continue to bless them. God, continue to guide them, God. God, do exceeding abundantly above all they could ever think or imagine, God, in their lives and in their ministries. God, we're waiting on you to announce even Dr. PK's ministry that she talked about on yesterday. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for each person that has come on this call that have pressed their way, Lord God, just to hear words from you. God, we know you won't disappoint us, God, but that you are going to speak mightily through the speaker on today. Father God, I pray that they would decrease so that you can increase in their lives, that you could speak a rhema word through them, God, and that we would hear, Lord God, what you have to say. But not only hear, God, but that we would be doers of your word. This is our prayer, oh God, that we would always be doers of your word and not hearers only. So, God, we bless this call. God, we come against anything that would try to distract, Lord God, or delay, Lord God, the message on this call or the clarity of this call. For God, for Father God, we have come to encounter you. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for all you're going to do, not just on this call, but today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, host, are you there? I want to turn it over to you.
Yes, good morning, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
I can, sweet Minister Rebecca. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that beautiful tag, God is our refuge and our strength, coming from Psalms 46. I'm definitely going to read that after this call. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you this morning from Snellville, Georgia, where it is, we woke up to a beautiful blanket of snow, and we're just excited to play outside later on. We're so glad that you came on this call, the master's call, and I want to tell you about it, a little bit about it. It was founded in October of 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. PK Roberts Patton, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement every day is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages for the past 7 years have been archived here, as well as all of the bios of our speakers and other informative nuggets like our artist corporate fast directive. And our theme for the year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Sharon did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you want to share a word from the Lord, or you might even have a prayer request or a praise report, well, you could submit all of that information to this email address, and that is info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were woven together through a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. And we feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call for Artist Life, and that is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number, 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number to get on the call, that bypass number you can use is 716-293-9707. And today is Wednesday, and that is Awareness Wednesday is going to be on the call. It's a big favorite. But every day is wonderful there. And now, what we've been waiting for is our speaker on the line, and it is our very own Minister Kai Brown. And let me tell you a little bit about Minister Kai. She was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in Electrical Engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai is currently a Doctorate of Ministry candidate in Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. She is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is also a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry. And these books are right now available on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNobles.com. Kai is an artist distributor and is determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. Minister Kai, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, good morning. Good morning. And first, let me say thank you Minister Stowers for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And of course, I want to thank the two women of God whose yes founded this call and whose obedience allows us to be here each day, Monday through Friday, to get a word from God. And that's Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. But let's give all glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who, of course, is the reason that we can be here today. So we are going to jump right into the word. Today, we're going to be talking about giving. It's a way of life. Giving, it's a way of life. And as God just began to minister to my spirit about dealing with a word on giving, he let me know up front this is not going to be a short word. You're probably going to have to do this as a series because he was unpacking so many things. And he said, when you start this message, I need you to start with John 3:16. And I thought that was, you know, I thought that was a little odd, but he said, read it and understand it from where I'm coming from in giving. So I did that. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God gave his son. And then Jesus chose to give his life so that we could be restored to right relationship. So that is the ultimate sacrifice of giving. Was God giving us Jesus? And then Jesus accepting that he had been given by God and giving his life on the cross. See, we tend to look at giving as a financial thing. But when God gives, he gives everlasting life. He gives us something that we can never repay. Jesus gave his life up. His life wasn't taken. Jesus is a part of the Trinity. So he had to give his life. He had to willingly submit to going to the cross. He had to give all of himself so that we might be saved. So we're going to look at giving from three aspects. We're going to look at giving of our finances, of our time, and of our talent. In that order. So first we're going to talk about the financial piece of giving. And we are instructed to give a tithe. And the first tithe was given in Genesis 14:19-20. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of the heavens and the earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abram gave him a tenth of everything, not a tenth of some of it. He didn't give him a part of it. He gave him a tenth of everything he had increased, everything. The giving has to be a way of life, and Abram understood that. So as he began to receive the blessings of God, he gave God a tenth of everything. See, Abram understood that giving had to be a way of life. Abram understood that he could not outgive God. He could not give more than God had given him. And so this realization in giving the tenth or the tithe was realized by Abraham. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So God desires that we give not from a grudging place, not because we feel we have to, but because we've purposed in our heart and we do it gladly. Because the word says the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, they and all who dwell in it. So it's all his anyway. But we give him that tenth so that the kingdom of God can continue to grow and do its work. God doesn't need our money. He doesn't need our tithe. But it is our obedience and our sacrifice to give that back to him, knowing that he leaves us with the 90% to do the things that we need to do. And the amazing thing is, for me personally, I can do so much more on that 90% than I can do if I kept it all and tried to do it myself. See, God will multiply that 90% and make it go so much further because of our obedience. And the word goes on to say, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And as it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge your harvest of your righteousness, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And though you are generous, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. So he's not just going to give you a financial increase, but you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. See, God gives us the seed to sow and the harvest so that we can bless others. See, God could have been selfish and wiped the world out again and started over. He had that right. It's his world. But instead, he decided that he was going to send the ultimate lamb to save us. See, God desires that relationship, that obedience, that love from us. And a part of that obedience is giving your tithe. But we sometimes forget that it's not ours, but his anyway. And so we get caught up in our own situations and circumstances, and we forget that the world is the Lord, the fullness thereof, they and all who dwell in it. We forget that God has ordained the tithe. And we put him off. So we steal from God. We rob him of that which is his. So we really need to take some time and look inward and repent and ask God to forgive us and ask God to show us how he would have us to do that, what he's called us to do with our time. Jacob offers a tithe in Genesis 28:22-22. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in the ways that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all you and of all that you give, I will give a full tenth to you. So Jacob understood he's going to be my God, and I will give him a tenth of all that he gives me, a tenth. He's very specific. It's not a guessing game. You don't have to figure out, oh, well, you know, what do I actually have to give? He asked for a tenth of your increase. So we have got to really begin to look at what God is showing us, what we are to do with the tithe. The tithe was established for the Levites in Numbers 18:21. To the Levites I have given every tithe in Israel for an inheritance in return for their service, that they do their service in the tent of the meeting. So God established a tithe for the Levites because their only job was to serve the people of Israel in the tent of the meeting. That is what they were called to do. So God set aside a tenth to give the Levites what they needed to sustain themselves because of their service. So we have to make sure, see, and this is going to come as a surprise, it is ordained that we bless up. And what do I mean by that? To those God have given authority over us spiritually, we are to give to them. We are to support their ministry because they are working in the kingdom to help us to grow in the grace and wisdom and knowledge of God. So we are supposed to bless them financially. We are supposed to give to them to support their needs as they cover us before God. So what I'm saying is, yes, we tithe to God. We give our tenth to God, but he's also, as he did with the Levites, calling us to give directly to the people who we sit under. So that means for those of us in the TMC ministry, we should be blessing Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK regularly. Because they are our covering for the TMC. And we should do so gladly with a cheerful heart, the same way we give to God. Never begrudgingly, never feeling like we are in bondage and out of necessity, but because we are thankful and we love them. We should bless our pastors. Not just by giving the tenth to the church, but blessing the pastor directly. See, giving has to be a way of life. It can't just be something we do, you know, once a month, if you tithe once a month, or every pay period. It's something that we have to begin to do daily. If God leads you to give someone who is homeless a meal, there should be no requirement for that. If God said do it, do it. So we have to stop looking at giving out of our need and start giving out of our overflow, because everything that we have truly is overflow. And yes, I know we have bills and responsibilities and things that we need to do. But if we are diligent in seeking God's plan for what he's given us, then those things will be taken care of. So I'll leave you with this. God loves a cheerful giver. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kai, for that profound and on-time word that giving is a way of life. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we just thank you for this gorgeous day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it, Lord. We thank you just for waking us up this morning and for loving us and speaking to us, Lord. We thank you for the speaker, Minister Kai Brown, Lord. Thank you for doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, according to your power working within her, Lord, and continue to bless her and her family and her community, Lord, and just go into overflow with Minister Kai. Thank you, Lord, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Thank you for refreshing them and for loving them and for just doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our artist life family. Thank you for just for the Diaz de Leon family and every single artist distributor and customer and the kings of artists, Lord. Thank you for giving them kingdom strategies, Lord, for their mission that you have them here on this earth as you have it in heaven, Lord. Lord, we also lift up any kind of sickness that is going on in our families or our communities or in our loved ones, Lord. And we say to any kind of sickness, to all of it, that it must bow down to the name of Jesus right now, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers in this, Lord, and for also showing us what it is that we need to, speaking to our hearts, Lord, so that we can move forward. Lord, we also lift up our bereaved families, Lord. Thank you that you are comforting them, Lord, and that they know in every single part of them, Lord, that even though their loved one is absent from the body, they are present right there with you, King Jesus, and that is such a joy that they can see, Lord, and just right now bring them comfort and whatever it is that they need, Lord, for every part of them. Thank you for our TMC family. Thank you, Lord, for loving them and for just doing something super special and supernatural for them, Lord, to show them your great love for them. And Lord, we are also lifting up the upcoming training, every artist conference and every event that goes on around the world, and also our extravaganza 2018 in March, Lord. And we are just thanking you for putting the desire for every distributor to attend the training, to attend the meetings, the calls and the webinars, everything that you have, all the resources that you have for them, Lord, to grow. Thank you for this great attendance and the support, Lord. Thank you that they are all doing all of this stuff is done with a spirit of excellence and a strong desire to share and to share the great information that they'll be learning. Thank you for proper operation of all audio and media equipment, Lord. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for your traveling mercies and strength for a great artist extravaganza 2018. Lord, and we just thank you that we may be rooted and grounded in your love to keep us strong, and that we may have the power to understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love is. And that we may experience the love of Christ, though it is great to understand fully. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound. And the New Morning Motivational Call is next at 712-770-4005 with the PIN number of 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Kai, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting the call with such Jesus joy. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness and for the fact that you sent your son to the cross so that we might be saved. Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that is due you as we continue to learn and grow in your wisdom, knowledge, and grace, oh Father. We give you all that we are. We surrender and submit it to you and place it at your feet. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace.
Bye-bye.